Tonight's topic is Surah Al-Zalzala. Surah Al-Zalzala, as you know, is part of the last juzu. It is part of juzu Amma. And it is the general characteristic of this part that it talks about the belief in the hereafter, belief in the resurrection after death, and the belief of reckoning and accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find this in Surah An-Naba, start by عَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ, followed by النَّازِعَاتِ فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ, سُورَةُ الْعَبَسَ, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةُ يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ مِنْ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ. So in almost all of the surahs of the last part, this 30th part, you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the hereafter, the belief in the resurrection, the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is something that we need to keep in mind, that even though the surahs are shorter than the rest of the surahs of the Quran, however, we need to keep in mind that this is the very surahs upon which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought up the first companions, the al-muhajirin, who were the best of the people after the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the very ayat that really enrich the iman in the heart of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and this is the very ayat that drove them to be to excel in their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to excel in the relationship with their fellow humans. I'm saying this because to many of us we feel that the 30th part is the part for children, because we learn it when we are young at age, and this is somehow engraved on our hearts that this is for children. But you have to keep in mind and remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, greatest Sahaba, they were trained and educated and raised upon the meanings of these verses from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the purpose that the Quran has started with the beliefs of the hereafter, the belief in the resurrection after death and accountability, is that the life really cannot be straight. The life cannot prosper without this belief. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in many places in the Quran, especially in the last part. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about people who are unjust, who are unfair in their business transactions. They cheat. They like whenever they demand their right that it be given to them in full. However, when they are to give the rights of others, they are always short from paying back what is due upon them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he mentioned this type of people, he said, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Don't these people believe that they are going to be resurrected in an awesome day? Because had they really believed that they are going to be resurrected and to be questioned about their behavior, about their action, about their transaction, about their saying or their everything that they do in this life, they would not have cheated in their business transaction. And this is very important. And it's important also to note that if we observe that the Muslims of today, for example, they lack manners, they lack honesty, they lack trustworthiness, they cheat in their business transaction, they betray in their relationship, this is a definitive sign that there is a flaw in our belief, a flaw in our iman. Because if people are conscious that whenever they do something, there is a consequence for this action in the hereafter. If they believe that whenever they say something, there is a consequence for this statement in the hereafter, then they will think many times before they may say something or do something that is wrong. They may say something or do something that is oppressive. The bottom line, most of the surahs of the last part focus on the belief in the hereafter, the belief in the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, resurrection and accountability. And this surah, Surah Az-Zalzala, is no exception. This is a small surah of 8 verses from the Quran. However, it really shakes the heart. It really shakes the heart. And we are so desensitized because we hear it often and we don't feel the impact, we don't feel the effect. But if you really think about this topic, think about what is the content, what is the meaning included in this surah, it really wakes us people and shakes their heart and make them rethink their way of life and their choices in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا When the earth quakes with her last mighty quake. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتْ زُلْزِلَتْ from زَلْزَلَة, and زَلْزَلَة is the violent, swift movement. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is talking about زِلْزَالَهَا إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. You know, there are earthquakes and there is the earthquake. You know, like we said, Dajjal. There are many Dajjajila. There are many liars. But there is one person who is the Dajjal, Ad-Dajjal, who is one of the signs of the last hours. So here, we have to understand when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, He is not talking about any earthquake. Rather, He is talking about a mighty and great earthquake. You know, before the last, before the end of time, there will be many earthquakes. But this is the earthquake. This is the earthquake that is all-encompassing. That will cause a complete and all-embracing destruction on earth. You know, sometimes an earthquake in a fraction of a second can destroy a whole city, a whole town. So imagine what would be the impact of this that is called the earthquake. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا When the earth quakes with her last mighty quaking. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in different places in the Quran, referring to the zilzal. Like in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. O mankind, fear your Lord, for indeed the quake of the last hour is something that is terrible. يوم ترونها, the day on which you witness that quake, تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت. Every nursing woman will forget all about her nursing infant. وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها, and every pregnant woman will deliver her Lord. وترى الناس سكارى, and you will see as that the people you will see that the people will be as though they were drunk, but in reality they are not drunk, but they are, you know how the drunk person walks, you know how he cannot focus, you know how he would be confused, and because of the fear and the terrifying scenes of the last hour, these weak people will look as though they were drunk, but they will not be drunk. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَ وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. However, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further explains for us the circumstances of this specific zilzal. He said, يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى لآدم يوم القيامة. Allah will tell Adam on the day of resurrection, يا آدم. فيقول آدم, he will say, O Adam. And Adam will say, لبيك وسعديك ربنا والخير في يديك والشر ليس إليك. Adam will respond in a very submissive manner to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فيقول الله يا آدم أخرج بعث النار. Allah will tell Adam, bring forth or send the delegation of the hellfire from among your descendants, from من ذريتك. فيقول يا رب وما بعث النار. Adam will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are the delegation of the hellfire? And Adam, Allah will say, فيقول من كل ألف تسعمائة وتسعة وتسعون. From every 1,000 human being from the descendants of Adam, 999 humans are destined to the hellfire. Only one is saved. فَحِنَئِذٍ يَشِيبُ الْوِلْدَانِ. At that moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in the ayah, at that time the children's hair will grow gray because of the fear and because of the intense and severe situation in which they will be, the hardship that is indescribable. You cannot really start describing the hardship of that day. وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها فحينئذ يشيب الصغير وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. At that time the children's hair will grow gray and every pregnant woman will drop or will deliver her load, and you see people as though they were drunk. However, they will not be drunk, but severe is the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now imagine the condition of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. You know, the level of sensitivity towards these reports was different. In the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they were people who are fearful of Allah. They were people who were in this life by their bodies only. Their souls, their hearts were in the hereafter. So imagine the impact of this news upon the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. They asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَأَيُّنَا ذَاكَ رَجُلِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Who will be that one person who will be saved? فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to comfort them, to calm them down, that إِنَّ مِنْ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ تِسْعُمِئَةٍ وَتِسْعَةٌ وَتِسْعِينَ وَمِنْكُمْ وَاحِدًا, that from يَأْجُوجَ and مَأْجُوجَ will be the 999 people and from one person. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, giving them the good news, the good tidings, أَلَا تَرْضَوْنَ أَن تَكُونُوا رُبُعَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, do you like to be one fourth of the dwellers of paradise? فَكَبَّرَ الصَّحَابَةُ حَمْدًا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, they say takbir, showing, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ قَالَ أَلَا تَرْضَوْنَ أَن تَكُونُوا ثُلُثَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, won't you be content to be one third of the dwellers of paradise? فَكَبَّرَ الصَّحَابَةُ حَمْدًا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, the Sahaba said takbir, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him the good news that every Muslim should be happy with is وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنِّي لِأَطْمَعُ أَن تَكُونُ شَطْرَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, he said, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I surely hope that you'll be one half of the dwellers of paradise. The point is, this hour is great, and it weighs heavy upon the dwellers of the earth and the dwellers of the heaven. The angels are afraid and scared from the of judgment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, when the earth quakes, when the earth quakes with her last quaking, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, and when the earth brings forth her burdens. Now, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means by أثقال? There are two interpretations for the scholars for the أثقال that are mentioned, the burdens. What is the earth going to bring forth? Athqal, according to some scholars, means the dead people who were buried. So when, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this earth as a shield, as a covering for our dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا, so this earth serves as a shield, as a covering for the dead people. However, on the day of judgment, this earth will bring forth its load, its burden. And here, what is meant by this, the dead people, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another surah, وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ, يعني وَحُقَّتْ means, يعني this is something that is due, يعني due from the earth, the earth is only expected to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu, everything in this universe, including the mountains, the earth, the trees, the planets, everything is a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command the earth to do something, it has no response other than fulfilling the commands of Allah. So this is one interpretation. The other interpretation is that the loads here, or the burdens, are the treasures of the earth, that close to the day of judgment, okay, the earth will bring forth its loads, its burdens, its athqan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith that the earth will eject its silver and its gold, like cylinders of gold and silver. And people will say, like as Imam Muslim recorded, فَيَجِيءُ الْقَاتِلُ فَيَقُولُ فِي هَذَا قَتَلْتُ وَيَجِيءُ أَوْ فِي هَذَا في هذا قتلت، وجيء القاطع فيقول في هذا قطعت رحمي، وجيء السارق فيقول في هذا قطعت يدي، ثم يدعونه فلا يأخذون منه شيئا. The, when they people see all the gold and the silver and all the treasures of the earth are ejected from within the belly of the earth, the killer will say, I have killed for this, for the sake of dunya. And this shows how far people go in their servitude for the dunya. How far they go in attaining the worldly gains. They are ready to kill for it. They are ready to cut up their blood relation for the sake of dunya. They are ready to steal for the sake of dunya. And this hadith says that. Another person will come, will say that because of this, I have cut off my blood relationship. And the thief will come and he will say, because of this, my hand was cut off. So they will leave it and will not take anything about it. So at a time that is close to the end of the last hour, the earth, the whole universe system will collapse, will be erupted, and different laws will apply. And one of the things that happens that the treasures that are within the earth will be ejected out to the surface of the earth. So this is what's meant. And why is it mentioned here? Because it is so close to the Day of Judgment. Very close to the Day of Judgment. So according to the first interpretation, it is something that happens at the Day of Resurrection. And according to the second interpretation, it is something that happens so close to the Day of Judgment. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. Now, when man will witness these major events, this major system collapse, he will say, and man cries out, what has happened to him? So all humans will be at shock. They will be bewildered. They will be amazed. And they will say, Mala, what is the matter with the earth? And the question now, does every human really say, Mala, what is the matter of it? Or does only the disbeliever will say, Mala? Again, here are two positions for the scholars, two positions. They say that this is a general ayah. And here every human being, whether he is a believer or not, will say, what is the matter with her, meaning the earth. And others, they say it is only the disbelievers, and they cite some evidence from the Quran to show that the believers will realize that this is the day of judgment. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَالْإِيمَانَ لَقَدْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْبَعْثِ فَهَذَا يَوْمُ الْبَعْثِ. This is part of what the believers will say to the disbelievers on the Day of Judgment, that this is the Day of Resurrection. وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَعْلَمُ. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. On that day, she will narrate all her tidings. She, meaning the earth, will narrate all her tidings, all her news, because her Lord will have so commanded her. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the earth to narrate all its news. And so the earth will fulfill the command of Allah and will narrate all its news. What do you mean by tuhadith? Tuhadith narrates or speaks. Does the earth really speak? And here are two positions for the scholars. Some of the scholars, they say that the earth actually speak when humans will start wondering what is the matter. The earth will tell them that Allah has commanded me to do that, and this is what I'm going. This is why this is happening. Now we believe, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make anything speak. Humans can make metals and radios and digital wires speak. So can't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the earth speak? So the believer believes that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the earth will narrate and will speak and will tell its gliding tidings, that it will actually do that. However, scholars are of two positions. The first say that the earth in reality speak, and this is more phenomenal and more like miraculous, that the earth will speak. And the other scholars, they say تتكلم بلسان الحال, that the fast and swift unfolding events of that day will speak. You see, so the events themselves will speak as to what is happening right now, that this is the day of judgment. So it is not actual words that the earth will say. However, there is a hadith that will explain this ayah, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that it will actually speak and inform people of everything that people has been doing on the earth. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining this ayah, he said that the earth will be a witness, will testify concerning everything that was taking place on the surface of the earth. So it will tell everybody what he was doing on its surface. The earth will say, "Oh my Lord, your servant so and so was walking toward the masjid to attend a lecture or to seek knowledge. Oh my Lord, so and so was spending, was working on my servants to deliver a charity to so and so. Oh my Lord, and this person was working on my surface seeking to spread corruption and mischief on earth," and so and so. So this is the other this is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is supported by the Quran also, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Inna nahnu nuhyil mawta wa naktubu ma qaddamu wa atharahum," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write everything that they have did. He will record everything that the people have done and their traces. And the traces here, some scholars, they say that your steps to the masjid are written. Okay, the traces of your steps to the masjid are written. And there is a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that talks about Banu Salama, who used to live far away from the masjid, and they planned to relocate to be closer to the masjid. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Ya Bani Salama, diyarakum, yani ilzamu diyarakum, stay wherever you are, because tuktabu atharukum, that the traces or your steps are recorded, are written." And this is something weighty and heavy in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is an act of obedience that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُ, that day the people will come back from the place of reckoning in different groups, divided from one another, separated from one another, so that they may be shown the fruits of their deeds. يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم. يصدر يعني يرجع. However, from where they are coming back, there are two interpretations for the scholars about concerning this ayah. The first is that they are coming back from their stand for reckoning, stand of hisab. So after people have finished their stand for reckoning, they are going to be separate groups, different divided from one another. Okay, يَوْمَئِذِ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ. People will differ during that day, because people will not be alike. There are righteous people and wicked people. There are people who will take their book by their left hand and be from their behind their back, and people who will take their hand from by their right hand. There are people who will be bright with bright faces, and people will be with dark faces. Zurqa, that the dark and blue eyes. And so people will be different, and therefore when they come out, return. No, dark. Here, the blue means dark. This is the description. Dark, blue eyes and dark faces. This is the explanation of the ayah. So they will come out back from this, okay, in different groups. Some of them are happy in the extreme, and some people are sad in extreme. That happy beyond description or sad beyond description. Some people say, "Ha umqra'u kitabiya, inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisab," proud of what is in their records, and saying, "Read whatever written in my book." And others, they will say, "Ya laytani lam uta kitabiya wa lam adri ma hisabiha." حسابية يا ليتها كانت القاضية ما أغنى عني مالية هلك عني سلطانية. They wish that death was the end of all things. That's it. They regret that they are resurrected. They wish there was no resurrection. They will realize then that neither their authority nor wealth are of benefit for them. So just imagine this scene from the hereafter, when وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. When the disbelievers will be driven to the hellfire in groups, and the believers will be led to the Jannah in groups. Okay? And we mean by groups that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will couple people with the like of them, like أُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجِهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ. So the ظالمين, the transgressors, the oppressors will be gathered by people who are like them, okay, and they will be driven to the hellfire. So this is one interpretation. And since this interpretation is talking about a situation that is after reckoning, here liyuraw a'malahum, it means liyuraw jaza'a a'malihim, fi taqdir, something implicit, okay, liyuraw jaza'a a'malihim. So it will be, the translation will be that so that they may be shown the fruits of their deeds, whether it is the reward of their deeds or the requital of their deed. Now the other interpretation for the scholars about concerning the verse يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسِ, that it talks about the time when the people will come out from their graves. Okay, when they come out from the graves, they will be also divided. Okay, so and subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about describe the gathering then in two verses from the Quran. One in Surah Al-Qari'ah, ما القارعه وما أدراك ما القارعه يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث. People will be like the moths that is scattered and dispersed. You know, just imagine just enormous number of moths and the way they fly. They fly, they swarm like confused in different directions. You see? So this is one scene. This is when the people are comes out from their graves. And then there is another scene that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشِرٌ. Describe people that as though they were locusts spread. You know, have you noticed the difference between a huge number of moths flying and a huge number of locusts flying? Locusts, when they fly in one direction. Just remember this. Huge numbers, okay? Enormous numbers, but they fly in one direction. Moths, when they fly in different directions, and it's like people will be confused. The moment they will resurrected, they will be confused, and everybody in one direction, then they will be called, and they will follow the call, and then they will be divided into groups, and some of them will be destined to the hellfire. They will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for reckoning, and then they will be distributed to their final destination, either in paradise or in the hell fire. So according to this ayah, لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. You don't need any taqdeer. So here means لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, so that they may be shown their deeds. Because their deeds is recorded. Their deeds are recorded. They are written, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar wa kullu saghirin wa kabirin ish mustatar. Everything is written, whether it is small or big. So liyuraw a'malahum, so that they will see what is written of their deeds. You see the difference between the two interpretations, and this is subhanallah, give you yani both are describing a part of the resurrection. Okay? But whether this ayah means one of them or not, this is the difference between the scholars. They say, some of them, they say, yes, it means this specific timing of the resurrection, and others, they say, no, it is later, after the hisab, and there is no contradiction. غيرهم أثر عملهم. Yeah, but what is the use? People cannot make up. The time is finished. Okay, people take lesson in a time that benefit them. After it's all done. There is no mean. Plus, this is the interpretation of the scholars concerning this. So فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى. How beautiful. And so he who shall have done even a dharra weight of good shall see it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. And he who shall have done even a dharra weight of evil shall see it. Now, what is dharra here? Dharra is, according to some scholars, it is the smallest ant. I don't know whether you know ants or not. There is a small, like, if you've been to Texas Okay, you will see one of the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fire ants. Fire ants are so small you barely can see it. But if you are bitten by this ant, I mean, it is something unbelievable. You have to try to believe it. You feel, I one time was bit by one ant, you feel that you are, yeah, your bones are broken and you are held by something sharp, all your weight by this small, you look at it small, you barely can see. So, dharra is the smallest ant. Some scholars, they say, dharra also refers to a particle of dust. You know, when you see a ray, rays from the sun, and in light of this you see a little particle of dust in the air that you can barely see, they say this is the dharra. So whether it is this or that doesn't matter, because Allah Azza wa Jal was addressing people using a language they understand, and Allah means that the smallest thing. So if you work if you work the smallest act, you will see it on the Day of Judgment. What do you mean by you will see it? You will see either its reward or its consequence, its punishment on the Day of Resurrection. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned also to remove any doubt that even the thing that is smaller than a dharra, smaller than the smallest ant or a particle of dust, will be recorded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ دَرَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَلَا أَصْغَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. He said, whether it's smaller than a dharra or a bigger than dharra, it will be recorded in the book. So this is it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that. And so he who shall have done even an atom's weight of good, or a particle of dust's weight of good, shall see its reward. And he who shall have done even an atom or a particle's weight of evil shall see its punishment. Now, what does this mean? Can Allahu Akbar. You know, if we are conscious of this meaning, that the smallest evil is recorded, and the smallest act of worship, the smallest righteous deed, the smallest charity is recorded, then we will never belittle any ibadah, and we will never belittle any ma'asiyah. We will never belittle any righteous deed, and will never belittle any act of disobedience. And if people really are conscious of this, then this will really correct all what is wrong in the life of people. You know, Aisha radiallahu anha used not to turn down any person who asked her for a sadaqah. Whatever she has, no matter how small it is, she give it away for the sake of Allah. And she says, she said, Subhanallah, kam fi tamrati min darrat. Kam fi tamrati min darrat. We are talking about that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will record the dharra. Okay, how about a date like this? How many dharra, how many dharra is in one date? There are a lot. So you appreciate what you are doing. Okay, this treat the do it all or leave it all mentality. And many of us, I am not exempting myself or saying that I'm an exception. Many of us have this mentality that either you do it all, leave it all. No, you do what you can. If you have something, if there is a call for donation, for example, give whatever you can, a dollar or two. Participate in this. You don't know how blessed this act or this cause is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A dollar that goes to the right person may yield so many hasanat. And again, if you are have the same standard, then any act of the disobedience, okay, you see, this is a shame. That this is the day of scandals. You know, the day of judgment, day of scandals. Everything will be in the open. Everything, nothing that you hide will be hidden then. Never. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. Everything is written, and أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ. There are certain things that you even have forgotten, but it is written and recorded in your record in the hereafter. So if the people like this, then they will really be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one time passed by two graves, and he said, إِنَّهُمَا لَيُعَذَّبَانِ وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ بَلَا إِنَّهُ كَبِيرٍ. He said, these two people, the residents of these two graves, are being tormented, are being tortured, okay, are being punished for something that they thought that it is little, but it is not little in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person may think that he may say a word by which he impeach his Muslim brother or violate his honor. One word for which he will, and he will regret on the day of judgment. Anas ibn Malik, and again, this is to show the level of sensitivity that existed in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Anas ibn Malik said, "Innakum ta'amaluna a'malan hiya adaqu fi a'yunukum min ash-sha'r kunna na'udduha fi 'ahdi rasulillahi min al-mubiqat," يعني من المهلكات. Indeed, you do certain things that you consider lighter or thinner than a hair that we used to consider during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it is among the destroyers, the things that destroy your deen. See that, and he is talking to whom? To tabi'in. He's not talking to us. He is talking to tabi'in. So even this change. And this is why, if we really want to raise our standards, we need to go back to our sources, and we need to really benefit from the Quran, especially these small surahs. Small surahs are very, very virtuous, that include, and like this ayah, wallahi, if we think about it, it shakes the heart. So this is what's going to happen. Everything's written, every word that one says is written, every statement, every action, every position, every thought, even the stealthiest glance that one does is written, and nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is our thoughts or our intentions. And وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whoever does an evil equivalent to a weight of a particle of dust will see its consequence and its punishment on the day of resurrection. يقول الشاعر لا تحقرن من الذنوب صغيرها إن الصغير غدا يعود كبيرا إن الصغير وإن تضاءل قدره عند الإله مسطر تسطيرا. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لعائشة, he told عائشة رضي الله عنه, إياك ومحقرات الذنوب فإنهن إذا اجتمعن على رجل يملكنه. Beware of minor sins, because if they are to accumulate in a record of someone, they will be a cause of his or her destruction. By this, inshallah, we conclude talking about Surah Al-Zalzalah. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Zalzalah, إِذَا زُنْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, when the earth quakes with her last mighty quaking, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, and when the earth brings forth her burdens, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا, and man cries out, what has happened to her? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا, on that day she will narrate all her tidings, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا, because her Lord will have so commanded her. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ, that day the people will come back from the place of reckoning in different groups, so that they may be shown the fruits of their deeds. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى, and so he who shall have done even an atom weight of good shall see its reward. And وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى, and he who shall have done even an atom's weight of evil will see its consequence. أقول قولي هذا, وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. برد الشاي يا أخي. The question is very good question. Now, where is the function of the tawbah, repentance, and seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from all of this? And the answer is that when a person commits a sin, one should know that there will be a consequence for this. If he repents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes away this consequence, wipes away this sin. If he is struck by a calamity and perseveres, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanses him from this sin. If he dies and suffers severity during the time of his sin, this wipes away his sins. During the grave, in his grave, if he is punished, this will wipe. So sometimes a person is completely cleansed before his death, and he will not, he will see only his good deeds, his records will be filled with good deeds, inshallah, because repentance is التَّوْبَةُ تَهْدُمُ مَا قَبْلَ, التَّوْبَة, repentance abolishes everything before it. So and this is very important. Jazakallah khairan. So we're talking about people who sinned and they insisted on sinning, and nothing like wiped away or cleansed their sins. Fadl. هذا يحتاج إلى محاضرة عن أسباب اختلاف العلماء, وهذا موضوع مهم جدا جدا إن شاء الله, ونسأل الله عز وجل أن ييسر لنا أن نتكلم عن هذا الموضوع إن شاء الله. لا يجوزكم فيها. This question is about the secret or the reason behind the differences of opinion among the scholars of tafsir. There are many reasons, and this requires really a whole lecture. However, sometimes a scholar, you see, and this is in principle, this is part of our belief that everyone is followable. ليس هناك أحد معصوم. ما من يعني الإمام الشافعي يقول ما منا من أحد إلا وتعزب عنه سنة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فمهما قلت من قول أو أصلت من أصل فيه لرسول الله خلاف ما قلت فالقول قول رسول الله وهو مذهبي. This is there are statements to this effect from every scholar that none of us is infallible. If we say something, we may miss one of the reports from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore you judge us. Our position is that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If there is a statement that differs from the Prophet, that differs from our statement, then we take back out from our position and adopt that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So here in this, for this example, the reason I'm mentioning this, because even though it is a difference of opinion, but it describes a certain portion of the resurrection that is going to take place. So there is the difference in these is whether this ayah refer to that time or not, but this time is going to happen, okay? Maybe the scholar maybe did not know this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, that's as simple as that. Or maybe to him the meaning may bear more than one meaning. And inshallah, I promise you to make a lecture especially about why do scholars differ. Okay. But the reason, not in many cases I don't bring differences of scholars, but there is benefit from this differences, because it describes a period or a time, a certain time during the resurrection. No.
Okay.
No, it does not. It does not. For a believer, it feels like waiting between Dhuhr and Asr. Okay. Huh? Asr and Maghrib. Okay. Between Asr, waiting, this waiting period. Okay. For the Kafir, it feels like that it is 50,000 years. Okay. And this is something that we can realize in this life. Sometimes two people sleep beside one another, okay, for the same period of time, but one of them he see nightmares and he wake up feeling that it was a very long horrible night, and one of them he feel he was just in blissful life during that. So this Allah Azza wa Jalla is able to do that, inshallah.
The second question is, in our double hasanat, or single sayyat,
with the rate that we are going today, it can be it actually, because you know there is only not this, the point is what is accepted from our rewards. Okay, when you sin, it is accepted. I mean, it is a sin, it's recorded. But when you do righteous deeds, how one can be sure that his righteous deed is written? Not because he did not do it according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but because one can never be sure of his sincerity and his devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he did it in a manner that befits the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And therefore the good believers are described, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who give whatever they give with their hearts filled with fear, because they are to their Lord returning. So when Aisha radiallahu anha heard this verse, she understood from it that it is talking about the person who steals, or the person who fornicates, or the person who drinks liquor and fear the consequences of his sin. But Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم corrected her understanding. He said that no, it is the person who prays, who fasts, and who gives charity, but he fears that it may not be accepted from him. So this is good feeling, because the worst thing that a believer can have is a feeling of Alhamdulillah, I am good, I am righteous, I am content with what I'm doing. Okay. Allah Ta'ala. Any more questions? Jazakumullah khair. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.